We know the number one fear of many Americans is running out of money in retirement. But we'll tell you why taxes should also be towards the top of that list. Plus, what are some of the most important financial questions you should be asking of your aging parents? Stick around, we'll tell you about that. Plus, later on, we know pensions are all but a thing of the past. So Tom, he's going to tell you how he can help you create your own personal pension. We'll get to that and a whole lot more. But first things first, we say hello to the man of the hour, the star of the show, and my buddy Tom Fortino. Tom, it's always great to be with you. How are you this weekend?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Kevin. You know, my phone's off. I'm ready to go.
There you go. And you and I were just...
Winter's off, I should say.
You and I were just talking off air. The cool temperature is at least coming around for a little while. So we know that fall is finally here. Mm-hmm. And as you and I, big sports fans, we've got the home stretch of baseball. We got the start of the NFL. College football is back as well. To me, I don't think it gets a whole lot better than this time of year. What do you think?
You know, I am in agreement with you. I'm sorry for those of you out there that love the summer and the heat, but this is, you don't get many arguments. I would say that when you get into this time of year, I think most people are like, yeah, I kind of like it. It's just the fall colors, the air is a little crisper, and it's just, I don't know, there's something about it.
Yeah, it's pumpkin spice everything, too, by the way. It's pumpkin. It's not fall season. It's not football season. It's pumpkin spice season, isn't it?
Yeah, wow. Yes.
Yeah, my wife has been on that for about a month now. I'm like, babe, it's 90 degrees out. What are we doing with the pumpkin spice? But here we are. We are into the
middle. I'll just say no comment on pumpkin spice on my end.
You're not lining up for that anytime soon, is what you're saying.
No, that's okay. But, you know, to those, to each their own. God bless.
There you go. Well, whether you're a pumpkin spice season fan or a football season like Tom and I, we're glad to have you with us here on the show. And obviously, we got a lot of great info to get to on the program here today. Folks, if you'd like to keep that phone number handy to reach Tom Fortino and the Alpha Wealth Group, it's 630-864-6711. Again, 630-864-6711. Maybe you're approaching retirement. Maybe you're newly retired, or maybe you've been in retirement for many years and you're looking for a second opinion on the plan you have in place. 630-864-6711. That's how you can get on Tom Fortino's calendar at the Alpha Wealth Group. Well, Tom, I know we talk taxes quite a bit on the program, and a lot of folks think about taxes, they equate it to April 15th. But obviously, we know that taxes go much beyond that. I want to play this for you. This is wealth manager Jeffrey Levine recently talking taxes on the Decoding Retirement podcast.
Another common mistake I see individuals make is focusing too much on their annual taxes and their annual tax bill and not enough on what I call their lifetime tax bill. You know, when it comes to good tax planning, it's not about giving anybody the lowest tax bill in any one year. It's looking at their lifetime and trying to figure out how to pay taxes over that extended period of time such that the total of those taxes over your life is as low as possible.
So, Tom, I know we talk a lot about running out of money in retirement, but how hard is it to get folks to really, you know, flip that switch and think long term when it comes to their taxes in retirement?
Well, you know, taxes it's hard because who wants to talk about taxes? But I like to say, what about tax free? And that's really one of the things we do here at the Alpha Wealth Group. You know, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active portfolio management. We do all of these things, estate planning and tax planning. That's just something we incorporate. And I can tell you, just this week alone, I don't know if there's been one meeting I have that I have not talked about or had that I've not talked about tax planning and things that you can do and talk about some strategies. There's tax planning versus tax preparation. We talk about that. And I think that's what he's talking about. We just one time a year, we put the tax, we fill out our forms, find out how much we owe or whatever this case may be, and then we don't look at it for a year. You think about it. I mean, take a look at your investments, right? Mm-hmm. Subtract 20 or 30%. How does that make you feel? Probably not too good,
not great.
Right? Yeah. We always talk about that silent partner in your life. Now, we always, you know, give ideas, Kevin. I think we talked about it last week. How do we get the tax-free where you get rid of that partner? And, you know, if you look at today, taxes are going to play maybe the biggest role in this generation than they have in the past because we've gone to these defined contributions plans, the 401ks, the IRAs, the 403bs, the alphabet soup of retirement plans. Mm-hmm. Every penny is taxable at whatever the tax rate is. And those are typically our largest asset. And then they make potentially more of our Social Security taxable. Up to 85% of that is taxable. And then our pensions are taxable. We can go down the list, but you think about it. When you give away money in taxes and when money is taken out, and there's things you can do, that's the biggest part, and we'll give some ideas. That's money that's gone forever. You're never getting it back. That's money that will never grow again for you in your retirement accounts or in any of your investments. So when we start to add some of this stuff up, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars over a lifetime, maybe more. And I've talked about what we call the five problems with large IRAs, large 401ks. The first is, of course, every penny is taxable. If you need $30,000 out of your retirement account, you may have to pull out 40. That's in a 25% effective tax bracket to net 30. So 10,000 is going to the government. Again, 10,000 that will never grow for you in your retirement account. Okay. And so that's one of the first issues. Of course, large RMDs, required minimum distributions. Now, when we talk about Roths, and I'll get to that in a second, but that's, let's talk again, some of these issues, required minimum distributions. When you get to a certain age, you got to take money out. It's called a required minimum distribution on either inherited IRAs, which is another issue with large IRAs, the inheritance issue and how they go to your beneficiaries with the Secure Act, or you have large RMDs where you got to take a certain amount. What about the widow's penalty? For those of you that are married, RMDs don't go down. And so now if a spouse passes away, guess what? You're filing individually. You may be in a tax bracket that's twice as high. And now you got to give away more money. So one solution is Roths. Okay, we talk about Roths. Roth IRAs, what do you need? Let's go through all those three issues and there's more, right? Mm-hmm. But those issues I just talked about. Number one, how much do you need to pull out to net $30,000 out of a Roth? Well, the answer is $30,000. And what happens if tax rates go up in the future? How much do I need to pull out to net $30,000 in a Roth? $30,000. When we talk about required minimum distributions, there are no required minimum distributions on Roth IRAs. When we talk about the widow's penalty, what happens with a spouse? And we're just scratching the surface here. Well, again, no RMDs, and whatever they pull out is tax-free. It doesn't matter again. Mm-hmm. And then when we talk about Social Security, doesn't tax your Social Security. So, when we look at these ideas of what can we do to get to tax-free, Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, health savings accounts, non-deductible contributions, we get into a lot of different ideas. I have that report, The 7 Strategies to Getting to Tax-Free, and there's so many more without even getting into tax efficiency. We need to be doing things. This is what we do at the Alpha Wealth Group. When you come in, I always say, bring your tax returns. Let's take a look at them, and I don't understand in this industry how you can't look at that when you're giving someone advice. It is so critical because then it relates to the investing. So, we offer that report. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com, and download that report or give us a call. We'll sit down, bring in your tax returns. I like to say throw everything in a box, includes your investments, because there's probably some inefficiencies there. I can give you many examples. I wish we had more time, but we'll get into some things today as well if you stick around. But let's stop giving away money, keep more money in our pocket, become more tax efficient. And what I like to say is do some forward tax planning so we're in a better position down the road. So if you want to take advantage of some of this, because by the way, we talked about this last week, Kevin, you have until the end of the year to do Roth conversions. Mm-hmm. You have until the end of the year to max out your 401k and maybe do a Roth 401k. You have until the end of the year to do some other tax strategies. So if you want to schedule a time, let's not procrastinate, right? Let's start knowing and stop guessing. Give us a call, 630-864-6711. Again, come on in, or if you want to just schedule a time for a 15-minute chat, you will walk out of here with ideas. I am very confident of that, at a minimum, in addition to a full retirement plan, but also ideas to minimize taxes and put yourself and your family in a better place in the future.
Or online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. Again, alphawealthgroup.com. Well, Tom, I know we've talked about some tougher conversations mm-hmm. that parents should have with their children when it comes to finances and their legacy wishes. But what if your aging parents haven't yet had that conversation with you? Well, I saw this article on lifehacker.com, and it said some of the topics that should be included are: do they have an estate plan? Mm-hmm. What about a power of attorney? And how will care be provided? And more importantly, how will it be paid for? Sure. So, Tom, these are all very important topics, but is there anything missing? Is there anything you would add to those list of important questions that, again, not the easiest conversations, but some of the most important we should have?
Well, Kevin, this comes back to what I call organization, financial organization, and communication. Mm-hmm. And I would just say a couple of things here, because we do estate planning here. We have an attorney that does it. I've always made it integral to our planning. It's one of the five pillars, because in one way, shape, or form, either your assets are going to be controlled by these documents or they'll flow through these documents. And I've said this before, and I do mean it. It's maybe the best thing you can do for your family members, because once you lose control and now you're in probate court or there's disagreements, there's not communication. Look, if there's three or four children, you know, or five children, whatever the number is, and you're sitting around the table saying, what did mom and dad want? And you're like, I don't know, what one person may have an opinion. They may not agree with the other person. This is very common. And again, I've been doing this for such a long time. I've just seen every instance. I also hold what we call family meetings where we sit down and you have these discussions. So, you know, I would say another thing here. What's interesting is that in almost all cases, it isn't about the money. It's about the wishes. Mm. Most children are going to say, my goal is to fulfill my parents' wishes. But if I don't know what they are, that's very tough. And so there's the emotional piece to this, but there's also the legal piece to this. So as I said, that's why we offer all of these tools. And they're on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You know, we've got what we call the six essential documents, having a power of attorney, having a medical and financial power of attorney, separate documents, having a living trust, having a pour over will, personal memorandums. Where do you want the baseball card collection to go to? What about the wedding ring? Because interestingly enough, these are some of the biggest fights that occur or disagreements or whatever it may be. And that's one of the worst things that you want to have as far as preserving your legacy. Mm-hmm. So that's why this is so critical. I'm kind of a non-negotiable when I work with people, or I will just, my technical term is I will bug you to death until you do these things. Because if you don't have a power of attorney in place and I just had this conversation this week with someone. You know, they have IRAs. And keep in mind, your retirement account has to stay in your name during your lifetime. You cannot joint title a retirement account. And we could go down the list of some of these issues and problems. So this is why it's so critical. Again, the tools that we offer, we have the asset organizer. I can send you out the estate planning packet. Again, the six essential documents. What legal documents should you have in place? Number one. Number two, what about your beneficiaries? We call it, the report is bulletproofing your beneficiaries. The first step in that, do a beneficiary audit. When was the last time you looked at your beneficiaries? Can you tell me with complete confidence you know who the beneficiaries are in your IRA? Who's the primary? Who's the contingent? What about life insurance? Because if you have someone else on that document that you weren't, that, you know, that it shouldn't be listed, that's going to them. You can't change that post-death. Then we have mixed families. You know, there's second marriages, the children from one marriage, children from another marriage, and we can go down the list. And this is why it just gets so critical. I don't want to take a call from somebody and say, hey, my spouse, and I've taken these calls, by the way. Mm. But guess what? We had powers of attorney in place. And so now they were able to take over the IRA. Now they were able to act for that person. And so this is why this stuff, I hope people can see it's so critical. That's why, again, if you want the estate planning packet, it includes those things. The asset organizers, if you sit down with us, here's just one takeaway from, you know, we always say, Kevin, hey, actionable items, mm-hmm. things that we want to provide. If you just take this asset organizer, we can email it to you too. You can edit it. It automatically calculates values of the assets, how they're titled, who your beneficiaries are. You're going to uncover some things. And this is why this is so critical. And guess what you can do with that asset? You can put it in with your documents. So now the children can pull it out and see where the assets are. They're not going to have to stand by the mailbox or try to figure going into the websites or wherever you may hold accounts and try to figure out where things are. This is why this is so critical, and I always call it one of the five pillars. So we can get that out to you. For those of you that really want to do a deeper dive and understand, because there's family dynamics that are different. We just set up some trusts the other day for some grandchildren for a client, you know, because these UGMA and UPMA accounts, she didn't want it to go directly to the child at 18. She said, look, I want to leave money for my grandchildren. So you can set up separate trusts for that. That's the beauty of the estate planning, because now your wishes can be fulfilled. And then, you know, you can have these discussions with family members. We always say when all else fails, try talking. Mm-hmm. These are things that are really good, these family meetings, because you know what happens? Discussions occur. And maybe one child says something, the other child says, you may be totally surprised at what comes out of these. Pretty fulfilling. And that's why, again, this is one of the pieces of our estate planning. But if you want to come in and really sit down, and even if you have done the documents, this is an opportunity. Let's just review them and know where they are. Do you know who your trustees are? Who are your successor trustees? Your powers of attorney? What does your distribution section say in your retirement account or in your documents? So you can give us a call directly. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711 to schedule a time. We'll do a complete estate planning review, do the beneficiary audit, see how the assets are titled, and then just make sure, hey, are there any loose ends? Because, again, these are things that you will not have the option to change if you're incapacitated or you pass away. It's just a matter of just starting the conversation. And as I've said, I said before, what's interesting is things that come out of these conversations that you were totally unaware of. It's just, it's really, it can be just such a great experience. And as I said, it's usually not about the dollars and cents. It almost is never about that. It's about what do you want? And if you've done some things, say, hey, kids, we've done this, the trust. By the way, you know, you'll find out or you're going to do it. One child may not want to be a trustee, whereas another one will. And so you learn all these things, and it's just, it's as I said, it's one of the greatest things you can do for your family members. And so that's why I'm such a big proponent of it. We offer the information. We offer the tools to start this process. And as I said, for those of you that are thinking about it or have done it and want to review it, give us a call. We'll sit down with you. Again, we have attorneys that do all this stuff. Everything you have may be perfect, but there might be one loose end. If you don't have an asset title to your trust, maybe a beneficiary is off, and maybe a child may be disinherited. If there's, like I said, second marriages. The beauty of it is you can take care of all this stuff and have that stuff in place. You can check the box and know it's in place and that you're all on the same page. This is a big deal. So, again, if you want to schedule a time, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. We'll get into all the other topics, of course, that whether it's taxes, investments, your income plan, and then the estate planning. It's all part of it. Come on in. We'll do it.
Online, it's alphawealthgroup.com. There you'll find those Alpha Wealth reports, including the bulletproofing your beneficiaries, top 10 estate planning mistakes, and so much more. Alphawealthgroup.com is the website, or better yet, give them a call today, 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. So, Tom, we know we've talked about Social Security and the potential changes we could see down the road. Mm-hmm. Now on track to deplete its trust fund by the year 2034. So, if Congress does nothing, well, then buckle up. We could see some big-time cuts in benefits. And here's Jill Schlesinger with CBS News discussing that very topic.
So let me put this in perspective. When I say we're only going to pay about 3/4 of benefits, a cut of 23%. I looked up. I said, hey, what was the average Social Security retirement check last month? It was $2,000. That means that that person who's relying on that $2,000 a month will see an automatic immediate cut down to $1,540 the next month. That money is really important to Americans.
Yeah, it sure is. That's almost $500 a month coming out of your pocket. So, Tom, obviously, we're all keeping our fingers crossed that Congress wakes up and you know, does something. But in the meantime, for those folks who want to stay ahead of this and not be, you know, caught in a mad rush later down the road, how can you help them really start preparing for those potential changes later in life?
Well, with Social Security, you know, this is just one more element. We're kind of throwing one more thing in there that we have to consider. Certainly, we talk about Social Security. We do a complete analysis. You know, that's why I like to say we're different by design. Yeah, and I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. I'm insurance licensed. I have been for over 20 years. We look at everything, and we've been talking about, like you said earlier, Kevin, estate planning, taxes, all of these things that we do. And now Social Security is an element in that, and we our goal is to provide guidance on that as well. And so when we talk about Social Security, you have claiming strategies, and you also have a tax component to it. Those are two big things that can impact your Social Security benefit. Now, this is additional thing is what happens if they're reduced. And it all comes back to this income plan that we talk about, understanding do you have the income you need, the checks coming in throughout your lifetime. Social Security is one of those. Pensions can be another, and annuities can be another. These are what are called guaranteed income streams. And then you also have your investments. But the point is, what happens if there is a reduction in Social Security? I don't know. Nobody knows. But control the things you can. And the first thing I would say is we need to understand what is our benefits, what are our claiming strategies. Because, you know, if they are reduced, what are we going to do? Are we in a position where we can somehow make up for that and have the income we need? Now, I don't know if that's going to happen. Hopefully it doesn't happen, and they're going to make some adjustments and do some things. You know, when you look at, I've mentioned this before, You know, once you do a claim and you lock into a certain benefit, that's irrevocable. You can take Social Security as early as 62. That's the earliest you can take it. You can defer it every year. Now, if you take it at 62, that's a 30% reduction from what's called your full retirement age, which is typically 67 for most people. It might be a few months earlier if you're born before 1960. But the point is, you know, what does that mean? And so Forbes did a study. It said that most Americans miss out on an average of $111,000 of income simply because they file at the wrong time. And what does that mean? There's over 2,700 rules, and this is why we try to muddle through this whole deal. You can go to SSA.gov, get your information, understand what your benefits are. But remember, these decisions that you make on Social Security is if you lock in, as I said, number one, that's 30% lower, so you reduce your monthly payment for life, which if there is a reduction in the future, it's even worse, okay? You lower your lifetime earnings because I've said this, I made this comment before, Kevin, the risk isn't dying, the risk is living.
Mm-hmm.
So you're locked into a lower benefit. In addition to that, it can impact the spousal benefit because now that higher benefit that, well, now it's lower for you, well, that means it's lower for your spouse because it's really a spousal benefit. It could impact the spousal benefit, but also the survivor benefit. I'm sorry, we're getting into the weeds here. But the survivor benefit is the highest benefit stays for the life of the surviving spouse. So the higher, if you look at your benefits, that higher benefit will stay for both your lifetimes. And then any cost of living increases, well, it's on a smaller amount. So we really need to be careful about this. This is really serious stuff. When we take a look at a claiming strategy, because if you're 71 and you look back and say, wow, I wish I wouldn't have locked in, well, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I try to stay away from opinion as much as possible. And so I run the numbers. Okay, what happens if you take it at 62? What happens if you take it at 65? What happens if you take it at 67? And so we do this Social Security analysis as a part of the overall income plan. You know, pension advice. What do we do with our pension plans? How do we create income we can't outlive? And so, you know, and then, of course, we couple that with minimizing taxes so we keep more of it. It all comes together in the planning. So, you know, this information is available. If you want to give us a call, sit down and go through some of this. We'll do the analysis for you. It will show you three or four different ways that you can claim it and show you the difference in what you do. Because now, guess what? As I like to say, we're trying to remove more of the guessing and get to the knowing so you can make informed decisions. And then you can look at your overall income plan. So you can give us a call if this is something you want to get some information on. 630-864-6711. Again, this is the Social Security and Income Analysis. We'll create an income roadmap for you. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. So you can say, look, I'm pretty confident now. I have this. It's mapped out. And now those checks are coming in for my lifetime, and if you're married, for my spouse's lifetime, I'm protecting that. This is really kind of what it's about when we look at this whole Social Security component to it. And by the way, as I mentioned before, what if we could get more of it tax-free? Again, that mitigates some of these potential issues of what if that's reduced. Maximize the benefit, maximize the cumulative lifetime benefit, as well as the spousal benefit, and then also reduce the taxes on it. These are ways we can mitigate some of these issues. But, you know, also reduce comes the stress on this to say, you know, I got a plan. Mm-hmm. That's really what some of this is about. So give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. As I said, even if you want to chat for a few minutes, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, and schedule a time to get on my calendar. It's very easy. There's also a lot of information to download as well.
Tom Fortino and the team at Alpha Wealth Group, they've got answers and they are here to help. 630-864-6711 is the number. 630-864-6711 or online. It's alphawealthgroup.com. Again, alphawealthgroup.com. And Tom, there, our listeners can even find out more details about a couple of upcoming workshops you have, mm-hmm. including one about Medicare on September 25th. Tell them a little bit more about what you got coming up.
Well, this is working through what we call the Medicare maze. We have a special guest. We do this every year, and it's just the response is terrific. So I want to have this available for our clients, but also for anyone else who wants to get this information. I mean, you want to talk about things that are complicated. Well, this is a way to, I guess, unclutter or uncomplicate, which maybe is not a word, Medicare, but really remember, I get back to this and so many of these things, whether we're talking about Social Security, taxes, let's understand what our options are. This can be huge. And so, again, Steve Tucker is great. And so we're going to have that. I think it's the 25th. And if you'd like to attend, there's no cost obligation, but I'm telling you, you're going to walk away with some information and things that you're unaware of.
If folks want to attend, they can visit alphawealthgroup.com, click the workshops tab, or Tom, what do you say we'll hold a couple of spots for our radio listeners as well. If they'd like to get on the list, they'd like to register, pick up the phone, 630-864-6711. If you'd like to attend Medicare Made Simple, your guide to confident coverage, and of course, Steve Tucker will be the special guest there as well. September 25th, 6 o'clock at the Doubletree Suites by Hilton here in Downers Grove. 630-864-6711 is the number, or alphawealthgroup.com. Great information. And Tom, that's what we try to provide each and every week, right? You're going to walk out hopefully with a few more things maybe you weren't necessarily aware of when you walked in the room, right?
You know, we talk about this domino effect and all of these pieces work together. It's like that retirement puzzle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So healthcare certainly in retirement, big deal. And something we need to be aware of. And so this is why we provide this information. And it's critical because I think it's one of the more confusing areas. But that's, again, that's what we do. We want to try to get you the information so you can make good decisions.
Again, that's alphawealthgroup.com for the Medicare Made Simple workshop coming up on September 25th. You want to get on the list? 630-864-6711. That is the number to reach the Alpha Wealth Group. Well, Tom, I don't think I'm breaking any news when I read this story here recently. And it says that Americans apparently miss their pensions and, of course, the guaranteed income that comes along with it. Only about 13 million folks here in the U.S. still have a pension. And a survey recently by the National Institute of Retirement Security found that 75% of those surveyed agreed with the statement that the disappearance of pensions is making it harder for workers to achieve the American dream, end quote. So let me ask you this. Is there a way that you can help your clients create sort of that personal pension, if you will, so they can still continue to pursue that American dream?
Well, the short answer is, there are ways to create guaranteed income. So I want to just differentiate between a pile of money and guaranteed income, because we've gone from the shift you talked about from a defined benefit. The benefit is defined, $30,000 a year, $40,000 a year. That's a pension. Mm-hmm. And then we've gone to these defined contributions, most of these companies, because then they don't hold the risk, right? Contributions. You can put so much into a 401k. The contribution's defined. Here's the problem. On the back end, the benefit isn't defined. Mm-hmm. We don't know what we're going to be able to pull off for the rest of our lives. Now, we just want to understand that. And so we get this confusion, and you've seen the study. Some of it is where they say, and I like to call it license to spend, but guaranteed income gives retirees a psychological license to spend, as I just said, savings in their retirement. And, you talked about these surveys. There's a preference for having that and having that check coming in every week. Unfortunately, and we've had these discussions too, Kevin, it just happens to have where people maybe don't do the things they want to because they don't feel they have that safety net. And then they miss out of things in their life. So we talk about annuities as an option. Now, there's pros and cons to them, and you need to understand how they work. Are they better than your investments? I'm not saying they are. They're different. They give you a guaranteed income stream. So I'm always going to be honest and objective about these. But what happens is you transfer the risk. And so if I have $1 million in a retirement account and I said, I'm going to call Fidelity right now, or I'm going to call some company, because you hear a lot of misinformation on these, and that's really disheartening to me. And you say, okay, I have $1 million. You talk to the person that's in the investments. Okay, what's my guaranteed income for the rest of my life and my spouse's life? And what do you think they're going to say? Well, the answer is going to be you don't have one.
Right.
And again, it's not a good or bad. You just have to understand the difference. So I'm transferring market risk. I'm transferring longevity risk. I'm transferring the risk of if I predecease my spouse. I'm transferring all those risks when we look at an annuity. Why do I say that? Because if you put these things in place, they can give you a guaranteed lifetime income. And they can give you a guaranteed joint lifetime income. And so when we weigh those as part of your plan, does it make sense on a portion of your investments and your retirement income to say, I'm going to create my own defined benefit plan. I'm going to create my own pension plan. And I'm going to get income for the rest of my life. And, oh, yeah, by the way, if I pass away, it's going to continue on with my spouse's life. We talked about Social Security, Kevin. We've talked about taxes. We've talked about all these all fit together. So when we talked about claiming strategies, think of it this way. When I talk about maximizing your benefit on Social Security, I said, we talked about the survivor benefit. When you defer your benefit, it's not just for your lifetime, it's for your spouse's. So when I sit down with individuals and we go through and I say, look, you're going to have a $40,000 benefit for Social Security, and then I show the spouse's benefit, and then I say, with the annuity, that's going to give you another $40,000. Well, guess what? Those two incomes are going to stay for both of your lifetimes. They don't go away at the first death. So this is, again, all part of this income planning. So we even have a report called The Truth About Annuities, Understanding How They Work. And so, as I said, it's a challenge because there's a lot of misinformation out there. I'm not here to tell you they're the best thing out there or the worst thing out there. I can tell you how they work, and then you can make a decision. And really what I said is, you know, they're going to give you this guaranteed income for their lifetime. The other thing is, we've talked about these psychological barriers, this financial uncertainty. What's that worth? And so when you have a check coming in every month, they've done studies that shows that you have this more freedom to do the things that you choose to do, because you know, whatever, that money's coming in every month. I don't care. It's getting, or if you're traveling in Europe, yeah, that month's hitting your, that's hitting your bank account. You're doing the things you like. And then you still have the investments to supplement your life. This is really why we want to understand how these work. So the short answer is, yes, they can work in your planning. You just need to understand, because there's good ones and there's bad ones out there. That's what we do at the Alpha Wealth Group. Again, we cut through all this. I want to say, to a certain extent, misinformation, but understand how they work and can they be a part of your plan, and then can they provide some peace of mind? So if you want that information, you can give us a call. We'll do an analysis for you, not just on the income, but we'll also run the annuities for you to show you what kind of guaranteed income you can get throughout your lifetime. By the way, to the extent you don't go through the money, unlike a pension, it goes to your children and grandchildren. Mm-hmm. These are not bad things. So, again, if you want to sit down and look at your situation and how do we tie this all in to create our own private pension plan, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. alphawealthgroup.com. You can download information. You can sign up for any of our events, but you can also get on my calendar and we can even have a 15-minute conversation about these things so you can get the information you deserve.
14O is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.